You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
NZVC CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR. Going to get some barks from the dog pound, 216-578-0850. Let's go to John in Dallas now. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, Nathan, I got a, boy, I got a kind of a list here. I don't know if you guys want me to stay on hold or just ran it off and hang up. But
there's only so many minutes left of airtime, bro.
I won't do that to you guys. But I was going to touch on Whedon and the whole baseball thing. And did he balk a lot? Did he throw a lot of balls? Couldn't get the ball over the plate? I'm not even going to go there. That's kind of kicking the guy while he's down. But
yeah,
did you happen to catch Rick Riley's comments last night after the game? He touched on a lot of good points about how bad the NFL is right now with the lack of practice per the union agreement, and that he said that people wouldn't even be following the NFL. It'd be down about 80% if not for fantasy football. And also, my one take on Manziel, he's listed as 6'1", 210. That's got to be an error. That dude's about 5'10".
It's like when Charles Barkley was 6'7" in college.
Yeah, and last comment, I'm going to let you guys go. I still got to say, go Browns. Down here in Dallas, it's kind of brutal, but you got to do what you got to do. Brandon Whedon's biggest mistake was he got married. Thanks.
Wow.
Dealing on the institution of marriage.
I think he was
happily married for over 10 years.
Exactly. If he went down the pitching road, he might have been better.
Yeah.
You know what? The points Rick Riley saying, I heard about, I did not watch that, but I know I saw it somewhere online, some of those comments that were picked up. With regard to talking about the league's quality suffering from the unintended consequences of the new CBA, and that is less practice time
yes,
to promote better health. Yeah, I can see some of that. I don't think the quality of play is as good as it might have been or would be with more practice time, but by no means do I think the brand would suffer that kind of hurt if it didn't have fantasy football interest. That's an outgrowth. Everything that's attached to this league is an outgrowth of the league's basic popularity, the brand itself being strong. And what I can say this much without getting into a lot of boring business details, working for a football organization, working for this team, and seeing things from the inside out, your brand, this Browns brand, and the NFL brand especially,
better than ever.
It's better than ever. Big businesses want to attach themselves to this. I mean, they want your team to be successful, and they want to be part of something that's good, and they want the league to have a quality product, obviously. But there, by no means is there a risk that the people don't like that something that the only pillar holding up the league is one piece, that fantasy piece. As popular as that is an outgrowth. That's a result of the overall greatness of the strength, the TV ratings, everything, people's interest in their teams as well as the individuals on their fantasy teams. You can have it both ways. That's what the league's all about. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850 is how you get with us. So we went from Dallas. Now let's go to Columbus, to D in Columbus. Oh, D dropped in Columbus. All right. Well, Tom in Youngstown.
How about it?
Hey, guys. How's it doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a point here, if I may. One thing about this year that's a little different, at least you see light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, we have a competent quarterback in Hoyer. We know he's coming back. And I think we were a borderline playoff team with him, with the spark he was riding. That's with even without Deion Lewis. So it's nice to see. Plus, of course, we have the picks. That being said, I think that they're, you know, our season's slowly being derailed. And, you know, I know you, Vic, you always say it's a passing league now, but I think you still can win with running the ball and playing good defense. It's a proven formula through the years. And out of necessity, I think we need to do that. And you can't tell, I know you kind of scoffed at the idea of Tebow, and I don't mean him being the number one quarterback. But to augment, like we use that quarterback we got from the University of Minnesota, that kid, you can't tell me that he can't play. I think Tebow would be a better option, you know, because he has the ability to pass. I mean, I know
like in Wildcat, you're saying?
Right, if you ran Wildcat, yeah, and Tebow package.
Yeah. I think you could use him in the past too. And out of that, if you have Tebow rolling out to one side and you have Gordon and Cameron on the same side and have them a couple, two quick reads or run, something like that. Out of necessity, I think that would be doing better. And you can't tell me he's less accurate than Brandon Whedon.
Well, I probably can, actually. I know Whedon's accuracy is horrendous right now, but I will tell you that I don't think Tebow is bringing an improvement there. And secondly, to package him, put him in a specific set of plays called like the Tebow package, the Tebow Wildcat, I think will go awry quickly because it's so predictable. This has been tried and it doesn't work. It won't work on any consistent basis. And for the record, this team has reached into its bag of tricks beyond Wildcat in just a short amount of time that this season's gone on, 7 games. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen a lot of trickeration, fakes on punts and fakes on field goals and on and on and on and going for it. The plays that they've tried to use, and I'd say for the most part, they've worked, actually. They've actually had some success doing some of those plays, but a steady diet of a particular package, as I see it in the league and how they defend in this league, I'm not expecting that to be successful.
And I would agree with that. Once you become predictable, it is tough to have success. It's one of the reasons that, teams were able to break down Mark Ingram when he went into the game. He was running the ball over 60% of the time. For the New Orleans Saints, they said, okay, well, when Mark Ingram's here, there's a good chance they're going to be running the football. We'll stop him from running, even though he's playing with a great quarterback in a pass-first offense. So it's hard to be predictable. It's hard to kind of give defenses that much of a key and a tip-off to what you're doing. And Tim Tebow is a little bit over, it's not going to happen. So Tim Tebow's not coming here. So let's just deal with it. Tim Tebow is not coming here.
As fun as it might be, and as conversational as it might be for us,
could give us a couple good weeks of radio.
It could give us tremendous radio. So even with all the selfish reasons to want it, I don't see it. And I'm not. And from a football standpoint, I don't want it.
I just want to make one quick point.
Yeah.
Some just interesting stat stuff. Here are the top running teams in the NFL right now. Number one, the Philadelphia Eagles at 165 yards, 5.2 yards per carry. We know that they are not doing very well. Seattle and San Francisco are the Redskins, not doing very well. They're number four. The Bills, not doing very well. They're the fifth ranked running team. The Raiders, number nine, not doing well. The Texans, 10. They aren't doing well either. So it's
you
kind of a mix. It's a mix of the two. But the teams that are having good running and good passing, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Carolina right now, those are the teams that are having success, obviously, the Niners and Seahawks.
And they're having success because their passing game sets up their running game. It's that simple. They are not run first teams, truly. They're teams that throw or at least have a passing game balance. I look at Kansas City, and yes, their best player is Jamaal Charles. Their best player is a running back, but it wasn't working for him or them. That was their best player also on a 2-14 team. What changed? What changed is they found the way to make the quarterback thing work, and that's Andy Reid married up with Alex Smith.
There are only two run-heavy teams right now that are dominant because of their running ability and their defense, and that's the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers, and they play defense on a level with physicality that is not played in much of the league. They also have a quarterback who can run as well.
They both have talented quarterbacks who can throw and run. I still love the that's Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson. You'd take either one of them in a heartbeat. You would take them in an eyelash of time. Let's go to Jay in Cleveland. Hey, Jay.
It's a good measurement of time in Eilish.
We call it the lash. Yes, Jay.
Oh, I was just calling because I was sitting hearing you say about we need to save Benjamin. I think, what are we saving him for? I think everybody.
We said don't save him. Right. We're saying use him.
I think they need to use him on everything. I think everybody needs to earn their spot with Banner. He's shown that he's not going to keep you here if you don't, you earn your money. So I think everybody needs to do this. I think the guy talking about T-Will, he's crazy.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Use Benjamin. What are you saving him for? And there's no need to do that. Play him, and the Tebow thing is the Tebow thing, and you'll get because he's got such a following. There's still the cult, the Tebow cult.
There is the cult
that can
of Tebow
found everywhere in this country.
Yeah, it certainly can be found. The guy,
in Florida and the Northeast.
They
Ohio.
Even tried to have a rally for him in Jacksonville, a fan rally to get the Jags to sign him.
And like what, three people showed up or something?
Yeah, it didn't
like
work
that.
Either.
Yeah, or eight. Whatever it was, eight people. Carly just informed us it was eight people who showed up at the rally in Florida for him. Wow, that's sad. That's sad.
It is sad.
If we had a rally for me. And like,
I'd be there.
Would you be there?
I'd be there.
Okay, so all right, there's three. All right, so that would be it. Three people. I'm not even sure my wife would show up. The dog, maybe. I feed the dog.
I think she shows up.
Had something else better to do, which she likely would, she would come out. The dog would come out there and bark a little bit, and then he'd get bored and leave. All right, let's do our after further review segment, which has become extremely popular now. We know that that thing's
sweeping
growing.
The nation.
It's sweeping the nation. It's definitely sweeping Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, the nation. People wait with bated breath to see how we're going to answer the questions from the best producer in all of radio in the nation, Dave Dino DiNatale, as Nathan Zagura. Why are you flexing for someone walking by?
Me and Brad hitting some posts.
I'm not going to that rally. I'm sorry. That's more coming up on CBD, ESPN 850 WKNR.